Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
When we talked to students who told us these horrible stories, and we said, "Do you tell your parents?" And they said, "Never. My parents are dealing with enough. Why would I put this on them when they can't do something about it?"
Pendengar, Anda kembali mendengarkan SBS Examines. Sepanjang seri Understanding Hate ini, pendengar, kita telah membahas mengenai penyebab rasisme dan dampak negatifnya terhadap individu dan juga kohesi sosial secara lebih luas. Dalam episode kali ini, kita akan membahas bagaimana orang-orang atau warga keturunan Afrika mengatasi rasisme di dalam komunitas mereka sendiri dan antar generasi.
So for a 15 and 16-year-old to have to carry that byproduct of racism that we never get an opportunity to talk about, it is constant, a burden and overwhelming.
Itu tadi adalah Noor Shanino, salah satu pendiri dari Ubuntu Project, sebuah organisasi nirlaba. Ia mengatakan bahwa menjadi korban rasisme di masa muda mendorongnya dan banyak teman sebayanya untuk melakukan kegiatan sosial.
What a lot of young people have done is they've gone off and dedicated their lives, literally, to kind of undoing some of the impact that they were feeling and make sure it doesn't pass on to the next generation.
Noor mengatakan ada perubahan besar dalam cara pandang terhadap rasisme di komunitasnya dalam satu generasi saja.
And it was only when young people went, talked to legal aid, ended up getting connected to a lawyer, were able to make a difference. You could see parents just being like, "What, like you're suing the police?" The parents were afraid of retaliation from the police, like actual physical harm, because of the reality and the world and where they came from.
Tigis KBD adalah seorang konselor trauma yang bekerja dengan para pemuda Afrika Australia. Ia setuju bahwa terdapat perbedaan dan perubahan dalam cara diaspora Afrika merasakan dampak rasisme, sesuatu yang terus berubah seiring berjalannya waktu.
Factors such as gender, class, faith, migration status, migration pathway, skin tone all influence how racism is experienced and responded to. Older generations historically have experienced more overt and systemic racism, so things put in through law or public discrimination, whereas younger generations mostly disclose around subtle and everyday forms of racism.
Tigis mengatakan bahwa respons atau tanggapan antar generasi yang berbeda ini tampaknya kini menyatu karena sentimen anti-imigrasi dan rasisme yang lebih terbuka.
There has been a bridge between generations that has resulted in younger generations working with their older generations in tackling not only the experiences of racism but the solutions towards racism. Young people are most influenced by older young people. So they are playing roles in helping their younger siblings or younger community members in understanding not only what is happening to them, but how to access these supports.
Robil Abraham, pendengar, adalah salah satu pendiri dari Yayasan Nirlaba yang dipimpin oleh pemuda yang bernama Aspia atau Aspire Foundation.
We try to bridge between young people and the older generation. We work a lot with some of the older youth workers and social workers that are servicing our community. We try to relay that information that young people might not feel comfortable in sharing to older people.
Robil mengatakan, berbagai generasi dapat saling memberikan dukungan berharga guna membantu mengatasi rasisme. Dan dirinya ingin melihat lebih banyaknya kolaborasi.
Learning how to build that resiliency in the face of, you know, hate or racism is something that our parents could really teach our younger people as well too. If you know who you are, where you come from, and you know your family's past and your history and things like that, there isn't anything that anyone can say that can make you think otherwise. Like somebody can't tell you you're worthless because you know your story and you know the perseverance and resilience of your family to get to where you are.
Bagi anak muda yang tumbuh besar dikelilingi oleh banyak ide atau gagasan dan juga budaya dari dunia daring, pasti ada perbedaan antar generasi. Berikut ini kata Noor Shanino.
Young people grow up now and they're global citizens. They see the whole world literally as one place. So when you're having conversations with them, it is not only about throwing facts and correcting them. You've got to listen to them. They have to feel like they're being heard. And they're much more willing to talk about ideas and go back and forth.
Sementara Robiel mengatakan, ada manfaat atau keuntungan dengan terhubung dengan komunitas global, seperti merasa terinspirasi dan penuh harapan.
Part of that comes from being connected to the African diaspora across the world and hearing other people's experiences and build off, I guess, that collective response to racism that might be happening in the US, UK, wherever else in the world. What it's kind of birthed out of our community is a really courageous, strong, and resilient generation of young people.
SBS Examines episode kali ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Nick Sumbolis dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia. Untuk informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.